on up here, and Rob's going to share a little bit this morning about the Father's love. I want him to share for a few minutes just the things that he's prayed about and the Lord has put in his heart about how God loves him.
Hello? I'm just kidding. Wow. First of all, good to see Josh and Jenny. I mean, it's good to see everybody, but it's nice to see Josh and Jenny here today. And I guarantee these are going to be used. So it's also nice to see Dave here. His family had a rotten week. Good to see you, buddy. I love you. I only have a few minutes, so I'm going to share a little bit with what's on my heart. And I think that once I share what I have, I think there'll be some people in this room go, that was for me. I believe with all my heart, God put it on my heart to share my experience so that you will say, hey, I'm going through what he's going through, and I needed to hear that. So I'll start off with what's going on in my life. Just a couple of things that I really like to do. My wife and I, we're so busy, we never get to see each other very often, but Saturday mornings when it's nice and sunny, at 7 o'clock, we get to go to yard sales. Who here does not like a yard sale? I love yard sales. She's planning on having a yard sale at our house, and she's been going through all our junk. What she thinks is junk, I don't think is junk. It's funny how what one person sees as junk as another person sees as a treasure. She's like, I come home and all these books were on the table. She goes, you never read them. I'm like, I don't read books, but you're not selling them, right? What? I still buy them. I might have paid $20 for it, but you're not selling it for $1.50, right? How often do we hold on? Heckler, what'd she say? But how often do we hold on to junk, right? That we have no use for, right? And the Lord, I was driving and I started to weep because he says, how often, like how much do you hold on to that you shouldn't be holding on to, right? And it's just gonna click and clack in my teeth. So, you know, we go to yard sales, Chris and I, and we're looking through boxes. And, you know, you're rummaging through and you're going, there's got to be one good treasure in here somewhere. Right? Anybody go to yard sales and do that? Like, there's junk, 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 junk. Treasure. Right? And you grab it and you, how much you want for this? $3. Give you two. Right? I just bought a $90 Bluetooth thing for my phone, for my ear, $90, never been used. She wanted $2. I was heckling with her. I'll give you a dollar. Cheapo, right? Anyway, that's my life. But so often we go to these places and, you know, you see things, yard sales are one thing, garage sales are another thing. Do you ever go to a garage sale, and you're, because it's raining, and you go into their garage and they got things on the wall and you say, how much you want for that? Oh, that's not for sale. What do you mean it's not for sale? It's in your garage. No, no, we're keeping that. You'll never use that. You probably haven't used it for 10 years. I'll give you $5. No, it's not for sale. All right, you hold on to it. I'll be back next year and I'll buy it off you. Wow. How true is that in our spiritual life? Yard sales, right? How much junk do we hold inside? Right? God says, he says, I'll come to your yard sale. I'll buy all your junk, right? Who here would like to get rid of some of their junk in their life? Their doubt, right? I would, right? The pain, the grossness, right? Addictions, right? So God's saying, hey, I'll buy that off you. And I'll say, no, you take it for nothing here. The Bible says, cast it out to him. He'll take it, right? So I'm like, Lord, I don't have to wait for a sunny day for this yard sale. I can come to you anytime, right? Let's have a yard sale today. So Lord, here, I give you this. He says, I'll take it, right? And how often have we ever sit there and go, no, I don't want to give that to the Lord today, right? The Lord's saying, hey, I'll buy that off you, right there. How much you want for that? No, not willing to give that up today, Lord, right? That happens to me all the time, right? Why is it that we want to hold on to the junk in our lives? Why is it? I don't know. I'm asking that question to myself. Why would you not want to get rid of it? It serves you no purpose. No, I want to keep it, Lord. The other day in Sundays in our youth group, Sherry says to me, I was asking the young people to be honest with yourself. And I said, do you feel valued? Do you feel valued here at church? Do you feel valued at home? Right? Every one of them, yeah, I do. I feel valued, right? And of course, Sherry being Sherry says, Robbie, do you feel valued? And I said, no, right? I said, I don't feel valued anywhere. I have a low self-esteem, right? I've always had negative words spoke over me. I was always a bully. I was always that guy. I've been a Christian for 10 years, 11 years, and I still have that horrible junk in my life, right? And I'm not speaking bad words over anybody, but I'm sure there's a lot of people here who have a lot of junk in their lives that they're holding on to for some reason. Why is it? Why is it that we hold on to that junk? Well, I'm telling you here today, folks, that as God picks through that junk, right, and he buys it, he goes, I'll take that, right? And as he takes it, right, he's filling you up with his love, right? He's replacing those things. And now that when he gets to the bottom of that, right, whoop, it's empty. And what does he see? He gets excited. There's that treasure, right? There's that treasure. Guess what the treasure is? You. It's me, right? I never valued myself because I always had that junk in my life. So now, as I'm driving in my car the other day, after praying about what I'm going to speak about, I realized that I have value, right? It's not my value, it's his value. Like he says, Robbie, I love you. I've always loved you, with the junk or without the junk. I always loved you, but that junk was keeping you from me, right? Imagine the junk that was in my life that kept me away from the blessing of God that he wanted to pour out for me, for my family, for my friends, because I was too selfish, right? I heard all this stuff before. You guys heard all this stuff before. It's not new to you, right? But we all carry junk. And I just encourage you guys to have a spiritual yard sale. Go talk to somebody here that you love, right? Go pick through that garbage. Pastor Bill's had those things where we take up those things that we don't want to hold on to anymore and we throw them in the bucket, right? But with yard sales, right, you go to somebody's house, you take their junk, right? Guess what? They're just going to replace it again, right? 2 years later, you're going back to the same place and they're having new stuff at that yard sale. It's the same thing, right? We allow the wrong influences sometimes in our lives and the junk just keeps coming back. That's why when you get rid of that junk, you have to guard your heart. You have to guard what's going on in your life, what you watch, what you listen to, who you hang out with. Because guess what? I know some people don't hang out with me anymore because I had a spirit of negativity. I had a spirit of junk in my life. Who wants to be around that person? I want to be the light of God. I want to be somebody powerful. I want to be able to hug somebody and them know that, hey, I just got hugged by God, right? Anybody ever want to do that? We are called to be those people, and we can't do that with junk in our lives. So now that the junk is gone, right, And that's what it was. It was junk. God says, I love you. You are my beloved. You have the blessing that I promised Abraham. Right? All the things that were in the law of the Old Testament are gone because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. So now, the same God who put every star in the sky, hung the moon, hung the sun, put water in the ocean, made the mountains, made you, made me, same God, not a different God, says to me, I love you. I've always loved you. That's pretty powerful stuff, right? We've all heard this before, but I want to encourage you that God loves you where you're at today. He loves you where you're at tomorrow. And if you're going through a hard time, if you're going through a good time, always remember that God loves you. Give him praise. Pastor Bill said, I don't know if I brought it up, probably not, because that's just the way I operate. But he wanted us to declare something today, right? And we talked earlier, and he says, don't ask questions. But I'm going to ask the question. Who said that declaration with a full heart, right? Who really said, I declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord? Did we just go through the motions, right? Let's take a hold of what God has given us and say, hey, I declare Jesus Christ as my Lord. I want to be a part of what he has, not because of me, but because of him. I want to honor you, Lord. I want to be everything that you want me to be because I love you. He's always loved me. Now it's my turn to show him that I love him. That's all I got to say.
As just before Rob finishes up, I wanted to pray for us. Maybe you're carrying something today. Maybe there's something in your life that you want. Maybe there's some junk there that you'd want to put at a garage sale and you wouldn't even put a price on it. You just want to get rid of it. Maybe it could be an addiction. Maybe it could be some bitterness. Maybe it could be some things that that you wish that you hadn't done, that you did do, or some things that you wish you had done that you've never done. And it's kind of hanging over you. Maybe it's some situations that you got yourself into and you don't really know how to get out. And you want to lay that before God as well. There's so many areas that we have that we and only we can deal with as we give it to God. In other words, that we have to say, there's some things that may be happening in our lives, some emotions that we're having, saying, God, I don't believe this is you. I don't believe that this is a part of how I was designed to be, and I just want to lay that before you. I want to put it out at the curb, and I want somebody to come and pick it up and take it out of here. And with some of you, it'll just take a little scooter, and somebody will just say, oh, I'll take that, and they decide to hang on to it, and then some people might put enough stuff out there, you might need a great big truck. But that's all right. God's big enough to take it all. He's big enough to handle everything.
Amen.
Because that is part of being born again, coming into covenant relationship with God. God says, I'm here for you. Everything I have is yours. Now you have to let everything that you have come to me. And most of us have a lot of stuff that we don't want. And he knows what to do with it. He knows what to do with that junk. So Rob, just lead us in a prayer to release any of that stuff that we might be carrying before you go.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we thank you so much for your love, your grace, and your mercy in our lives, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you will reveal to us the junk in our lives so that we can release that, Lord, so that we can come into the fullness of what you had planned for us right from the beginning, Lord God. Lord, we just declare that we are of you. Lord, we just pray for restoration in our lives. Lord, we just release all the junk that's been holding us back, the weight on our shoulders, Lord God. Your word says, take my yoke. Lord, we just declare that right now, that we grab onto that, Lord, that we walk in the fullness that you had planned for us.
Yes. Thank you, Father, for complete deliverance.
Lord, we just pray for healing in our lives in every area, Lord. Your word says that you came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, we just pray that right now over everybody, Lord God, so that we can walk with a clean heart, clean hands, Lord, that we can see the things that you want us to see and hear the things that you want us to hear, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will put the right people in our lives. Lord, that you will purge the people that shouldn't be in our lives. Lord, that you will set before us your plan, not our plan, and that we can recognize and tell the difference between our plan and your plan, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in our lives every day. Lord, I pray that we are changed daily and that we die to ourselves daily so that we can become fully alive in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Getting rid of the junk. That's important. Well, next week we have Toonie Sunday is happening. Toonie Sunday is a bit of a fundraiser for the National House of Prayer, but it's also changed into a prayer for government. And of course, we pray for government often here, but many churches, they pick a specific time. But next week, we'll be praying a bit for government and also participating in Toonie Sunday. We support the National House of Prayer on a monthly basis regularly, but this is a special offering. And I want to challenge you parents to teach your children, even kids who come up with the Toonie today, use this as an opportunity to give and to speak about the importance of prayer to your children and the importance of having the National House of Prayer there in Ottawa. It's so important to take opportunities like this. And because I believe that we as a church have been called to support things so much bigger than ourselves, support national issues, so that this place, Prince Edward Island, from which our nation has been birthed from, might have influence across the nation. And when we sow into these things, I'm convinced there's a blessing comes back to us. I'm convinced there's a harvest that comes back to us. If there wasn't a harvest, I wouldn't suggest to you. I wouldn't even want to sow into. We wouldn't give to National House of Prayer on a monthly basis if I didn't believe there was a harvest. The reason why I say that is because seed time and harvest is a principle of the kingdom of God. And so if we're sowing and not reaping, there's something wrong. There's a mess up. But I believe that even as we sow next week, concerning our Toonie Sunday, both in our giving and our prayers, that there'll be a harvest coming back to us. So having said that, I'm kind of moving on pretty quickly because our time is going. We'll prepare to receive our morning tithes and offerings this morning. And as we do realize that this is something that we do each week in order to show God that we actually believe His Word and that His principles are real to us, that the benefits of the kingdom come as we open up our hearts to give. The scripture clearly states that as we give our tithe, that He rebukes the devourer on our behalf. I'm so glad to have a method that we can use in order to see God rebuke the devourer on our behalf. So stand with me as we prepare to give, and we're also going to dismiss our children at this time. Father, I thank you for your grace. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for the grace to give. I thank you that you supply seed to the sower. Thank you, God, you made me a sower. Therefore, I'm a candidate to receive seed, to sow into good soil, and therefore receive a good harvest. I thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, I believe. I receive in Jesus' name. So let's worship Him with our tithes and offerings, our giving. All right. Whoa. All right. Now we're happening. Okay, where was I? Increase. I believe, yes, that the Holy Spirit is within our body, and I believe there's increase coming, significant increase coming to our body. And when I say increase, I'm really speaking primarily of his presence, speaking primarily of his glory, speaking primarily of the things that he desires to do amongst us, his presence, which is so good, his presence, which is so wonderful. And I've been noticing that over some of the weeks that we've had, some of the things that have happened, some of the blessings that has come upon individuals. Last week we had a wonderful weekend with Stacy Campbell, and the thing that to me was so wonderful about it in some of our services was when the presence of God came. And he began to move amongst us and do some things, some interesting things amongst us. And every time there's some things happening, then I believe there's another layer of God's presence that comes down. Last Sunday night, it was the last service we had here. I mean, the presence kind of come in such a way as we worship that some people have said they had never experienced anything like that for a long time. And one guy who's a worship leader for 20 years said that he could count on his fingers the few times that he's experienced that degree of worship and that degree of the presence of God. I mean, that's wonderful, awesome. And God was doing some things in the midst of that. You know, when he comes in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So when he comes in his presence, something happens. Something takes place. Lauren, I wonder, would you tell the people just what you told me this morning? Lauren was here last week and we prayed for her. Just tell them what you told me this morning.
I was prayed for last Sunday, and since Sunday, I've been pain-free in my back for the first time in 3 years.